pretend. Goodbye yesterday. I'm living in the light of the new.
The program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Well, here we are coming down to the end of August. I know in many places school has started and the kids are going back to school. In some places, the weather's beginning to cool down a little bit. Not here in South Florida. We're just kind of still in our summer and we'll be for a couple more months yet. But as we come down to the end of the summer, I want to remind you to pray for our kids going back to school. Pray for our students. Pray for our teachers. I was a school teacher for over 15 years, and I thank God for it. I learned so much and learned so much from my students. And so pray for our teachers, pray for our students as well. Today we're going to be in 1 John chapter 5. It's toward the end of the Bible, not quite all the way, but almost toward the back of the Bible. This is 1 John, the first epistle of John. Of course, John wrote the Gospel of John. This is a small letter. It's just five chapters. It's a great book and a great book to just sit down and read through from time to time. So we're going to be in chapter 5 today. And if you have access to a Bible, I'd encourage you to go pick it up and open it up as we consider God's Word today. I want to remind you once again about our website at considerhisword.org. There are many resources you'll find there and many different topics and more information about our ministry here. But also, if you'll click on a link that says Contact Us and send us your address, tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. I'm going to make you this promise. If you write to us, we're not going to put you on a mailing list. We're not going to put you on an emailing list. And, of course, we're not going to put you on a text list, as many companies and even ministries do that these days. We're not going to do that to you. Simple transaction. You write to us, we'll send you the prayer journal, and that'll be it. You can pray for us. So the prayer journal you can get through the website, again, considerhisword.org. You can also email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, as many do, you can simply write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30550 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. 1 John is a great book. It's one of my favorite, I suppose, epistles. I love reading 1 John. There are two very key words that John uses repeatedly. One is the word believe. He speaks a lot about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. And here in 1 John, one of the key words is to know. Now, I want to give you a little test. You know, today in social media, you know, in texting, and sometimes you'll see it in different places, we're using little abbreviations, letters to represent sentences. For example, do you know this one? LOL. I suppose everybody knows that one, of course, laughing out loud. What about FYI? This is one I use frequently. FYI, it means for your information. Another one I use occasionally is SMH. What is that? SMH. Shaking my head. Sometimes when I hear things that are just almost unbelievable, I'll use that one, shaking my head. Another one I use is BTW. BTW. What does that one mean? I can just imagine some of you answering that one, by the way. Now, there's another one that is not as well known, but I see it once in a while, and sometimes it'll be accompany a picture, or it may accompany some kind of a statement, and it'll have these letters, I-Y-K-Y-K. Let me say it again, I-Y-K-Y-K. So what does that mean? It means if you know, you know. Now, let's go to the scripture, and I'll show you where I'm going with this. All right, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 5 today. I'm going to begin reading at verse 18 down to the end of the chapter. John said, "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in darkness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, that we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." And he adds this little note, "Little children, keep yourselves from idol." And he ends the book with, "Amen." Here, just in this passage of Scripture, just in these four or five verses, we see the words "we know" at least three times. We know that whosoever is born of God, and we know that we're of God, and we know that the Son of God is come. One of the things you hear, I think, in John is a certain confidence that he is absolutely sure of his salvation and absolutely sure of his relationship with God. And as you go through the book of John, you'll see this phrase, "and we know," "and we know." You'll see it over and over and over again. And it's almost as if John is saying, if you know, you know. If you know that you're born again, you know that you're of God. If you know, you know. So I'm going to go back through the book. So I'm going to go back to chapter 2 and looking at a couple of these places where he talks about "and we know," "and we know." So go back to chapter 2 at verse 3. We see it here again. "And hereby we do know that we know him." If you know, you know. "If we keep his commandments, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him." Again, notice how many times he says, "we know this." And really what he's saying here is that we know him. Again, we go back to verse 3. "Hereby do we know that we know him." You know that you know. So how do you know that you know him? How is one way that you know that you're a child of God, that you know that you're born again? He says, "Hereby we know," here's how we know that we know him, "if we're obedient, if we keep his commandments." I think one way that you know that you're saved is by how willing you are to be obedient to Christ. Sadly, many people, I think countless people, well, in some revival, maybe an emotional moment, or they want to go to heaven, whatever the reason is, will maybe come forward, or maybe individually, and they will say a prayer. And that prayer is as though they were taking some kind of a magic pill. There is no belief in their heart. There is no willingness to make Jesus Lord of their life from Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And they'll say the prayer, and perhaps a counselor or the evangelist or whoever will be all excited and say, "Oh, praise the Lord, they got saved." Well, maybe they did. But sadly, many people say the prayer and never really got saved at all. Now, the problem is that I can't be the judge of that. I can't look at a person and say, well, you're saved, or to another person and say, well, you're not saved. But one way we can tell, not only can we tell it in somebody else, but we can tell it in ourselves, is how willing we are to be obedient to Christ. And I think that obedience begins with baptism. Jesus said that we ought to be baptized, go into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway. You see, there's one way we can tell, is that we're willing right away to get baptized. I think another way, and I want to read you this little bit of a story, but I think another way is how we love our neighbor. Are you being obedient to Christ in how he told you to love? Remember, he said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. One time there was a lawyer that came to Jesus, and really, you know, the point was the lawyer was trying to trip him up, trying to catch him. And he asked him, and he said, let me just read it. This is from Matthew 22, it's verse 36. He said, Master, which is a great commandment in the law? And Jesus said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And the second great commandment, and the second is likened to it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So first of all is how you love God and love your neighbor. This is one way. It's obedience to Christ. I know that some people may not be lovely and they may not be loving, but I think one of the ways here that we know is our willingness to be obedient to Christ, obedient in baptism, obedient in how we treat people. That's really what it comes down to, is how we treat people. And he said we ought to love our neighbor as ourselves. I don't think I have ever lived in a day when I see so much hate out there in the world. So much hate just in protests. I mean, you see them, and you see the hate. And it breaks my heart sometimes when I see the depth of the hate that some people have toward each other. All the while, Jesus is telling us that if you're going to follow me, you've got to love each other. In fact, again, John 13, 34, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, he also pointed out that this is an easy way to identify somebody who is lying to you about it. Verse 4, he said, I know, is 1 John, yeah, I'm in chapter 3. I lost my page there for a minute. He said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar. He's a liar, and the truth is not in him. He's a liar. And many of you know people that had claimed to know Christ, and yet they spew the hate. They are not obedient to Christ in how they live. They're not obedient to Christ in how they follow him, and they are a liar. And so John says, If you know, if you know him, you'll obey him. We'll continue next week. Consider. Thanks for listening. Word. God bless you.
Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his words.